Okay, so we're continuing our four Shlema, Rabbi Yehuda ben Simcha. We learn, we're in the middle of the first Braita of the sixth Perek. Last time we talked about this concept of the difference between Reya and Reya Ahuv, the importance of not only Ohevet Amakom, but how the step before that was actually to be called a Ne'ehav. Now we go to the next point. The next part we had said is Misameach et hamakom. You make God happy. So what does that mean? You know, you're Misameach et hamakom. So Rav Chaim Volozhin, as you tell, I'm using a lot of the Ruach HaChaim, says as follows: Ritzono lomar ki haTorah hi shashuav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally, the Torah is the delight of Hashem. The time that you learn Torah, who ate ratzon v'rachamim v'simcha. As a result of being learning Torah, it's a time of ratzon, time of rachamim and simcha. Uba tova le'olam, good comes to the world. Ube'or pnei melech chayim. Misimchato on some sort of esoteric level. Or misameach Hashem, built into the, I'm not going to say the word physics, but the chukei Elokim. Since you're, I'll compare it to the Gemara Brachos of Osen Nachat Ruach Liotzro. As a result of that, is the next step, which is Meitiv Labriot. As it's going to say in the Tochacha, not this week's Tochacha, next week's Tochacha, but in Ki Tavo, Kashir Sas Hashem Lehitiv Lach. Which means what? When Hashem kiviyachol is besimcha, he then is meitiv others. There is this idea, when we learn Torah, again lishma, it's a special time of simcha. And what he's referring to, he says it a little bit in a more expressive level, and actually Shar Dalet in Nefesh HaChaim. And I hear, if you have the Ruach Chaim edition in the back, it's in the Miluim, in Ot Chaf. He expresses it more, it's in Shar Dalet Perek Yudalet. He says that when we learn Torah, there's a tremendous difference that's being had. What is it? U'b'chol eit sh'adam osek, listen to this. Chol eit sh'adam osek u'mitabek bakaroi. When you're focused and honed in on what you're doing, hadvarim smechim kin nitinatan misinai. It's sameach like Hashem has given us the Torah at the exact same time. And he quotes the Zohar. The end of the Zohar is hayom hazeh niyeta la'am. That when a person is learning Torah, hu ki'ilu omeid kol hayom al har sinai lekabel haTorah. Now, you might find that that's very, it's very elevated. We say that every single day. Asher anochi mitzavecha hayom. We know the Rashi is quoting from the Gemara. This is it. It's kinetinatan of salvation. It's very much known that when you get an aliyah, you're recreating that Maimed Har Sinai experience. That's what he talks about. We're getting up to Shavuot, standing up, just like they were standing up. Vayityatzevu betachtit ha'har, they were standing up. That's what happens every time you get an aliyah. But the Nefesh HaChaim goes one step further. First of all, very important, we're in the middle of Sfirat HaOmer. One of the most exciting things that both Rav Kook and Rav Soloveitchik said, which makes me tick, really on a religious persona, how my Avodas Hashem is, that I'm not just in Tavshin Ayim Gimel 2013, which is what he's saying. When you're learning Torah, you're very much part of the world, back to Har Sinai, you're reliving that Har Sinai experience. And to quote Rav Soloveitchik, which is part of the whole Sfirat HaOmer experience, you're pre-experiencing the future. I'm learning a pshat now with you, which I'm going to tell you. And I'm hoping, what it is I see you as a father in another 3 years, saying it over to your kids, as you made it part of you. It's not just right now. So on one level, you go back into the time machine. We all grew up, well, I'm older than you are, like Back to the Future. The time machine going back, right? It's Back to the Future. It's an oxymoron, right? But it's, you go, but that's the verb. It's back to the future. You mean you go back. The only way you have a future is you're connected to this Har Sinai experience. Every time you're learning Torah, says the Nefesh HaChaim, והטעם שכמו שבעת המאמר המקודש נדבקו כביכול בדיבורו יתברך. When we were at the Har Sinai experience, you were being connected to the Dibur of the Ribono Shel Olam. So too now. Listen to this. Bechol Eit. You should know there is a Sicha of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichrono Tzadik Levracha, that says the exact same thing in Dvarim Perachav Pasuk Aleph. That says, right before saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otziticha Meretz Yisrael, there's a Pasuk right before that. That says what? Vayidaber Elokim. What's the language of the pasuk? You remember? The last word there is Lemur. Right, the barrel, turn over there, is it Tanakh? Yeah. Says. Vayidaber Elokim et kol advarim ha'ela lemur. This is the introductory pasuk to the Aseret HaDibro. Basically, everyone wants to know, what is this introduction? So there's within the Parshanim, it's God's actually saying all of these things, right? A whole machlokas, whether, right? The question of two, and then they got scared, and the rest was Moshe, right? Major machlokas, mefarshim, how to read this. But people, the word lemor is huge here. So what the Nefesh HaChaim says is exactly what the Sicha of the Baba Trebi Lemor is, that every word we're saying right now is B'choleit mamash Adam Osek Vogeba Hu Davuk Al Yada B'diburo Yitbarach Mamash. Lemor, Hashem says to Moshe, give over the Torah. Lemor, that when we learn Torah, every word is the word of the Ribono Shel Olam. Lemor Mamash Hu Davuk Al Yada B'diburo Yitbarach Mamash. Why? Shakom mamar piv yitbarach l'moshe b'sina. Because this was the mamar of Hashem. This is the concept of mesameach et hamakom. And through that, what he had said, that when we're learning Torah, we're bringing this tova to the world. It's a simcha within ourselves of understanding that you're part of such a rich world that is not only present here, but it's spanning generations. Just one other piece. The last part is the next part of the statement. It says, "Uma bashto anava v'yira." When you're learning Torah, it doesn't just say you get anava and yira. It uses the language of "umal bashto." Pick that up tomorrow. Mal bashto tomorrow.